Ghislaine Maxwell claims in DOJ interview that Epstein list doesn't exist. Lyle Menendez joins brother in being denied parole in parents' LA murder. Famine in Gaza City is failure of humanity, UN chief says. Five dead after tour bus crashes on New York highway. FBI searches home of Trump advisor turned critic John Bolton. My youngest child doesn't know what fruit tastes like. Gaza residents on famine. Russia is trying to stop meeting on peace and prolong war. Zelensky says UK agrees to pay Kenyans affected by military fire. Sri Lanka's former president Ranil Wickremesinghe arrested. Canada to drop some of its retaliatory tariffs on the US. New bodies found near site of Kenya's starvation cult burials. US to review all 55 million visas to check if holders broke rules. Nigeria deports Chinese scammers and crackdown on foreign-led cybercrime. How Israel's policies created famine in Gaza. Two laptops, six plugs. The South Korean cafes grappling with students who don't leave. Anime fans hate live-action remakes. Here's why studios still keep making them. The US teenagers wowed by African prom dresses. Trump's plan for DC homeless is giving San Francisco deja vu. Why India's election commission is facing a test of credibility. Will Serena Williams' weight loss admission help shed stigma of anti-obesity drugs? Gaza mother blames famine for having daughter's weight. Rescued baby gorilla recovers from smuggling ordeal. Watch moments from the Menendez brothers trial in 1993. Watch, are museums in DC too woke? We ask visitors what they think. Watch J.D. Vance heckled as he meets National Guard in Washington, D.C. Watch final trip for church on wheels as it moves to new home. Watch, fire rages at Milan Airport check-in desk. U.S. tells Ørsted to halt work on offshore wind project off Rhode Island. Elliott, Gold Reserve affiliates work on offers for Citgo parent as bidding end looms. Exclusive, Trump plans to make Cold War-era plutonium available for nuclear power. Canada to remove many retaliatory tariffs on U.S., Carney says. Oil prices rise, make weekly gains as Ukraine peace process stalls. U.S. tariffs behind surge in global Arabica prices. Brazil exporters group says Italian courts arrest of Ukrainian man over Nord Stream pipeline. EPA clearing biofuel exemption backlog from small oil refineries. Oil prices set for positive week, Jackson Hole ahead. China proposes draft rules on internet platform pricing. Taiwan's Yagyo raises offer price for Japan's Shibara to 7,130 yen share to further outbid rival U.S. to take 10% equity stake in Intel. In Trump's latest corporate move, exclusive, Databricks to buy Sequoia-backed Tecton in AI agent push. Meta partners with Midjourney to license AI tech for future products. E-commerce firm Pattern reveals 35% revenue surge in U.S. IPO filing. Starbucks expects non-binding bids for China business within 2 weeks, sources say. Meta signs over $10 billion cloud deal with Google. Source says 5-point-backed Waterbridge files for U.S. IPO as listings market heats up. Spirit Airlines hires advisors to weigh options after revamp efforts falter, WSJ reports. UK short-term inflation expectations remain unchanged at 4%. Citi and YouGov say French winemakers fear Trump tariffs will hit sales in crucial U.S. market. Canada's retail sales rebound in June, but likely to drop again in July. Mexico economy grows slightly less than expected in Q2. Argentina's Milei dealt congressional blow as Senate approves spending increases. German economy minister says Q slump shows urgent need for action. China's imports of U.S. rare earth ore surge in July. Malaysia's consumer price index rises 1.2% in July. Judge blocks Trump from withholding funds from Los Angeles, other sanctuary cities. U.S. Treasury's number two, Falkinder, leaving after less than 5 months. Bolsonaro's defense says drafted asylum request, not evidence of flight risk.